Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2865, How to Get More Time in a Day to Achieve Your Goals, part 2, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. So if you didn't catch part 1 yesterday, I'd recommend listening to that first. But if you're all caught up, then let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. How to Get More Time in a Day to Achieve Your Goals, part 2, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com. Outsource. Outsourcing certain tasks can be a lifesaver. I know, you want to do it all yourselves, but sometimes asking for help will do you good and you can focus on other important things. You can, for example, outsource the following: cleaning the house, doing the laundry, hire a virtual assistant for your online business, babysitting. Outsourcing generally comes with a check, so if you do decide to outsource, make sure they do a darn good job and are worth the money. If you're not into hiring people to do your work, then delegate more. Make your kids help with the dishes, your husband help with the laundry, and reach out to a good friend if you are struggling with something specific that they may be able to help you with. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Just say no. Quote, real freedom is saying no without giving a reason. Amit Kalantri. Are you coming to the party on Friday? Want to have dinner tomorrow? Let's go to that office party after work. Come on, everyone will be there. Any of these sound familiar? If you want more time on your hands, learn to say no to things you don't want to do. Stay clear of the FOMO and only do things that align with your big picture. I'm not saying that you should never have any fun or be social. I'm strictly referring to invitations that you'd rather not go to anyway. Stop the people-pleasing right now and you do you. This applies to everything in life, really. Spend your time wisely with the people you love and devote your time to things you believe in. As I always say, quality trumps quantity when it comes to parties and people in your life. Say no more and don't feel bad about it. This can be hard in the beginning, especially if you're used to saying yes to everyone. But then again, you'll get the evening to yourself and get to spend it however you want. Also, you never have to explain yourself to anyone. Just say no, no explanation needed. Don't excuse yourself. Learning to say no is a practice you will get better at with time. Say no to others and yes to yourself. Planning ahead. Plan your way to more time. Once you know what your priorities are and what you need to do in order to achieve the results you want in your life, you can plan for them on your calendar. This is something that I go on and on about and something I've learned from Natalie Bacon, the planning wizard. Plan your actions on your calendar ahead of time and plan down to the hour. This way you will be more likely to honor the commitment you've made to yourself and you will avoid any external or internal distractions because you will always know what to do. It's on your calendar for crying out loud. If you get lost or sidetracked, have a look-see at your calendar and it will tell you what you ought to be doing right now to move forward with your goals. This is such a life hack. I can't say enough great things about planning for results ahead of time. My favorite planners are GCal, Productivity Planner, and Mel Robbins' 5-Second Journal. As long as you have a clear-cut vision of what you want to achieve in life, planning for such an achievement is a thrill in itself, and managing this time in detail on your calendar makes it easier to tackle 1 hour at a time. Plan your way to Awesomeville. Be decisive. The less time you spend in I don't know, the more time you can spend on things that matter to you. Don't set up camp in I don't know land. You are doomed to waste precious time. Indecisiveness is a time killer. Make a decision quickly. Follow your gut, weigh the options against each other, and decide which result will support your life best, and don't look back. Don't second guess your decision. Move forward and own your decisiveness. Guess what? Second guessing also kills time. Don't do it. You'll feel so much better if you stick to it. Don't multitask. Yes, yes, we all know we should never juggle multiple things at once, but we all do it. I've got a challenge for you right now. Close all the browser tabs you're not looking at and focus your attention on one thing or tab at a time. Put down your phone and disable your Wi-Fi if you must. Put all distractions to bed and focus. I'm currently loving to work in Pomodoros. I do 25 minutes of deeply focused work, take a break for 5, and then resume and repeat. Resume and repeat. Ask yourself, can this wait? More often than not, it can. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Get More Time in a Day to Achieve Your Goals by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Another one of my favorite tips made it into her list, one that I think is underappreciated and underutilized because it sounds difficult, and that is outsourcing. We often think it just isn't possible for ourselves, either because of the cost or we just don't know where to begin. But it can be huge. I've heard of people having household managers that do the tasks they don't want to do around the house, like laundry, cleaning, dishes, sometimes even cooking, babysitting, errands, going to the post office, you name it. Yes, it does cost money, but if you have things you really want to do, a certain cost might be worth it to you, especially if those things you want to do are income generating. Then there's a good chance it really is worth it because that income can offset that cost. You can find people online fairly easily these days. Yes, it requires some hiring and interview skills, maybe some research and definitely trust in the person, but if you find that person, it really could have a huge impact. So try not to dismiss it. It's worth considering. But I'll leave you there for today and I'll see you actually in just a moment because our Sunday bonus episode is live right now where your optimal life awaits.